He's a bidi kedarka. He says the husband has to live with her also kedarka. What kind of pshat is this? The husband lives with her shloi kedarka, and he's mighty shame that somebody else lives with her kedarka. What kind of man yom is this? According to Blazer ben Yaakov, Idi vidi kedarka meaning. Ella, what he meant to say is like this. Shalach Rav Kano, Mishmeid Rav Yechanan. Ein Chayiv, the husband is not Chayiv, the mouth, the Knas, at Sheyivol Kedarkoi, until like Rav Blazer ben Yaakov. That first the husband had to live with his wife in a normal manner, and then the Yotzi Shemra Bekadaka. The husband also is Mighty Shemra, he paid the Yadim to say false that she lived with another man Kadaka. That's the Pasha. And now we find out the husband is lying, we find out those first two Yadim. Well, false Yadim, Yadim's Lemimim, that's when the Torah says the husband gets Malkis, and the husband has to pay the Kanas. The Echnami, if the husband did not live with his wife first, like Reb Lozer ben Yaakov, then there's no parsha of mumin. About Malkus, that was the machlokes in the Brisa before, whether you have to get Malkus also or not. But Kolpona for mumin with paspin, you only have to pay the knas if the husband first lived with his wife, and then he's mighty shamer, he has to aid him that she was mizana with somebody else kedarka. And then we prove him false, that's this parsha, the husband has to pay the meyer kesef. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding that mem vov on the base by the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "So av zakoi bebitoi, a father izoicha gets from his daughter piktu sheho, that when the father marries off his daughter, when she's either a ketanara, she says, or else when she's an aro, the kesa b'shtar ubebia. So father has the right to marry off his daughter, whether it's through kedusha kesef, that the husband has to give her money, and the money goes to the father." Or else the shtar, that the father has the right, like to be mekabel the shtar erisin. Or who did a babia? Babia, Rashi says, means rishoy lemaisro labia l'shem kedushin. The father has the right, like to give her over to a husband, that to tell the husband, okay, you could have bia with her, and that should be done l'shem kedushin. In other words, the das, the rotzen of the father, helps for the kedushin for his daughter. Also, zakoi b'mitziyosa. If your daughter finds something, she finds a mitziya, the father gets it. Over ma'isiyodeho. Any work that your daughter does, when she gets a paycheck, it goes back to the father. Over yaforis nedoreho. If your daughter makes a neder, the father has the right to be made for the nedorim. Umekambales gita. Who I didn't want, even though she's married midiraisa, the case where the father married her off, and now the husband gives her a get, so the locher is the husband can even give the get to the father. Or mekabelas gita, trashim nizgarshim and erisin, the kurdim shebogra. With these two tanoim, it has to be that they did not have nesuyin. Because if they had a chuppah, they had nesuyin, then she goes out of the father's rishus, the father can't accept the get. But if she's only an arusa, and she's still a nara or a ketana, she's not a bageris, is the locher, the father could be mekabel the get. The father's yad helps for his daughter. The enoy oichol peris b'chayeho. But let's say for some reason the daughter yashins her mother, yashins some nechosim, some property which belongs to the daughter. So kol zaman the daughter's alive, the father does not have the right to eat the peris of those fields. Not like a husband. The locher is when you get married, the husband has the right to eat the peris. The peris means if the wife yashin fields. So if the husband plows and plants in the fields, what grow out of it goes to the husband. But by the father, it's not that way. By the father, he's ain't oichel peris b'chayeho. Kol zaman she's alive, he's not allowed to eat from the peris, the fruits that grow off the fields. However, when she dies though, then the father yashins her. So that's why it says b'chayeho, kol zaman she's alive, the father doesn't get anything. Doesn't get the peris. Nifes. Once your daughter gets married, has nesuyin, she has nesuyin, is yes or a love habal. You know what the baal has more than the father has in his daughter. Shaycha peris b'chayeho. The locher is that when a husband makes nesuyin in his wife, once he makes nesuyin, now the husband has the right to eat the peris b'chayeho. Calls the man his wife is alive, like even though the wife yashined from her mother, the locher is that she has nechosim, that the husband eats the peris. If he plants in the fields, but grows, goes to the husband. Hu adin v'chayi b'mzonaseho. A husband has a chiyuv to support his wife. Mashenken, a father does not have a chiyuv to support his daughter. Uv'firkuna, a case where she gets captured by the goyim. So the law is the husband has to pay the money to free his wife. No matter how much it is, he has to pay the money. Ukfurasa, Rachmanis, your wife dies. The law is the husband has a chiyuv to take care of the kfura. Mashenken, the father doesn't have these chiyuvim on his daughter. Rabbi Yehuda Raimer, Afilo Onisha b'Yisrael. Even if the husband is very, very poor and his wife dies, is La Yivchois Mishnei Chalolin or Mekonenois. They used to have Hespedim then, and Bishasta would say that Hespedim, they would have people playing the flutes. Those they used to want to make them cry, have a sad atmosphere. So they used to have people playing sad music. So the minig was to have at least two Chalilin, two people playing the flutes. A flute, and who are the Mekonenois, and used to have special people like crying out to make noises there to make it sound bitter. So no matter how poor you are, this is the least you have to have by your wife's lovaya by their spadim there. Now the Gemara explains the Mishnah. The Kesef Minolan. So Rashi says the question is the Kesef Kedusha Levia. How do we know if the father marries off his daughter and the husband gives her money, Kesef Kedushin, that the Mishnah says it goes to the father? Calls him on, she's a Naro or a Ketana. How do we know this? Some review the Makro. The Pasuk says, V'yotzo Achina Men Kosef. It says, by an Omar of Riyah, it says that what, that when she becomes of age, when she becomes a Naro, she becomes 12 years old, she goes out free, she doesn't have to pay any money. So there's a Diyak, Ein Kesef Liyotun Zeh. When the Omar of Riyah, Jewish maid, leaves her master, she doesn't have to pay him any money. But V'yesh Kesef Liyotun Acher. There's another master that when somebody leaves him, he does get money for it. Omani, who is that? Aviha, the father. In other words, when the father marries off his daughter, and when the daughter goes away from the father does receive money. The Kesef Kedusha, if the husband gave him money, Lashem Kedushin, that money goes to the father. That's the Ziyik. For Yatzachinu Mein Kosev, when an Amariya goes out, the master does not get any money. But when your daughter leaves the father does get money. For at Gemara v'yayma levido, true, maybe there's a money taking place there, but who says it goes to the father? Maybe she has a right to receive the money? Maybe the money should belong to herself? Samara says, no. Hashto v'ya mekabel kedusheho. Once we know that Lachar is the father has a right to accept the kedushin for his daughter. Because the Pasuk says, as biti nosati lishazeh, that the father has the right to give away his daughter to this man. In other words, if the man goes directly to the father can be mekabel the kedushin for his daughter. Is iyu shak lekasva? Is that a svara now that if the man, the husband, gives the money to the daughter, that she should keep the kesef? Like why? Like lechura, if the father has the right to marry her off, lechura for sure the money should go to the father also. Samara says no. V'yayma, maybe that's true, honey, mili ketana. Maybe that's only true by ketana, the less la yad. She doesn't have her own yad to accept anything for herself. So Rashi says, l'kadesh atzmo. She doesn't have her own yad, she doesn't have dash, she doesn't have a yad. If a man goes to a ketana to the mekadesh without the father, it's not chal kedushim midiraisa. You can't marry a ketana. She doesn't have a yad, the kadesh atzmo. So therefore we say the money goes to the father. Avol Nara, Mashaykin, once the girl becomes a Nara, she's 12 years old and she has Cyrus, the Yisla Yad, that she does have her own hand. And true, the father could still marry her off, but if she wants to, she could marry herself off. So maybe Iyil Taktish Nasha, V'Iyil Tishko Kaspa, maybe in the case where she marries herself off by herself, she doesn't ask her father, a man marries her, so maybe in that case the money stays with her. How do we know even in such a case, where she's an Aram, still the money goes to the father. How do we know that? Tumor says, on Makro, the Pasuk says, be Nureha Beisavia. That when the girl is in Nureha, when she's an Aram, everything still goes to the father. So, Idashin, Kol Shvach Nurim Liavia. Any Shvach, any money that the daughter gets when she's an Aram, automatically goes to the father. Here also, if she got married, and the husband gave a Kesef Kedushin, so that's from this Pasuk, she has to give it to the father. Fred Gemara, that's not true, that's not Psham this Pasuk, Binurehu Beis Aviyah. There's a Pashas in Matos, talking about Pashas Nedarim. Tread Gemara of Yelohod Yom Rav Huna. Omar Rav. That mina yin shemaisa baslavia. Rav Huna has a kash like this. How do we know the locher is that when the daughter works, her paycheck goes to the father? How do we know the maisa shemaisa bas, what the bas, what the daughter works, goes to the levia? So he has a new pasuk. Shenam, and the pasuk says like this. V'chayimkar ishes bitalama. That a father has a right to sell his daughter for a Jewish maid. He could sell his daughter Lubita Loma. So, Ma Oma, just like when you sell her to make her into a maid, Maisya de la Rabo, that her work goes to her master, is Afbas, what's a Svarum, that calls the man, yet you have your own daughter, is Maisya de la Via, Havad, it's a Svarum, that whatever she works also goes to the father. If you see the father has the right to sell her for a maid, so the pshat is whatever she works, her work belongs to the father. So pshita, her paycheck goes to the father. So that's what Rav Huna says. The kashra is lomeli. Why does Rav Huna have to make the drasha from this pasuk? V'chiyim karish es bitoi is lechura tepeglei mibnureha beisavia. If you tell me the first pasuk of mibnureha beisavia teaches us that any money a nara gets has to go to a father, so from that pasuk I know a direct pasuk that any paycheck the daughter gets goes to the father. So what's the teretz? Why didn't Rav Huna use that first pasuk in Bamidbar of Nereah Beis Avia? Eli, you have to answer, Hahu b'afaros nedarim hu dichtiv. That pasuk of Nereah Beis Avia is talking about Hilchos nedarim, that the father has the right to be mefer his daughter's nedarim. But it's not talking about money matters. The chitayim, maybe you'll tell me though, Nelef mino. Good, let's pronounce with Hilchos nedarim. We see the Hilchos Nedarim that a girl, when she's a Nara, she's still in the Rishus of the father. The father has the right to be made for her on the Nedarim. So maybe the same Svar applies to money matters. That's a Svar now. Whenever she makes her money, the money she goes to the father. So Mara says, no, the Svar is Memayna Meisur Le'afinim. You can't learn out Hilchos Mamnis from Hilchos Isurim. They're two different Pashas. Hilchos Isurim by Nedarim, the Torah says, your daughter is still in the father's Rishus. Whether it's a svara there, that Anisha makes a neder, she has in mind a father, she's afraid of a father. So there it's a svara by Isurim, that the father can be made for the Nedarim. But Mamnis, we don't learn out. Hilchas Mamnis, from Hilchas Isurim. The Chitayma, maybe you tell me, Nelef Meknosa. Good, you don't learn out from Isurim, but learn out from the Pasha of Mefuta. And Anusa, when a man is Manas Anara, the Torah says, give the money, Venosan Lavi Anara, you have to give the money to a father. So again, we see the money that goes to the Nara, the father receives. So learn out from the Pasha of Kenas, that all the Shvach goes to the father. So Moran says also, Memoina Miknos Leofinon, the Pasha of Kenas we always say is a Chiddushu. And you can't learn out from Kenas. True, when your man is Manas, the daughter, the Torah says you have to pay the Kenas to the father. But maybe it's a Chiddush over there, only Kenas goes to the father. But maybe regular Mumnis, when the Isha gets her paycheck, maybe she's allowed to keep it. That's why Rav Huna needs a new pasuk. The chiyim karishas bitulama that makes the kal v'chayma. If a father has a right to sell his daughter for a maid, for sure then the father has a right to get the work that his daughter does. Otherwise, he couldn't sell her. So that's the raya that the first pasuk from the Rav Beis Avia is not talking about mumnis v'kila not from there. That's the pasuk by Yisurim by Nedarim. For the Gemara of the Chit Taylor, maybe you'll ask me though, still, Nelef me Boshes of the Gam. We know that Locher is by a Manis, when you force the girl, that you have to pay the Knas to the father, who Adim we had before, you have to pay the Boshes of the Gam also to the father, which is money. So you see, when the man was Manis, this girl, he embarrassed her, and he gave up the Gam, she's not worth so much, so there's a damage there, that money also goes to the father. We learn that there also that money goes to the father. And that's not a chiddush, that's not kanas, that's regular money. So you see all the money that goes to the daughter automatically goes to the father. And the Gemara now, I'll tell you, Shani Boshes of Begam. There it's different. The Aviya Nami Shaykh Bey. There's a svara that her embarrassment or what she's worth less should go to the father. So Rashi says, what's the svara? Shaykh Bar Rashi says, Biyada lito momin, ulavaisha veboisha zeela moisra lebias kedushin, lemenuvel mukashin. Since the Torah gave the right to the father to marry off his daughter to whoever he wants to, and if the father wants to, he can marry you off to a menuvel or to mukashin, So the father mamish can marry her off and be mavayish her, embarrass her. So since the father has the power to embarrass her, that's a svara why the money for the embarrassment goes to the father. But it could be other money, like we're saying over here, Hamaisi Yodea, the money she works her paycheck, maybe that does not go to the father. That's why Rav Huna needs a new pasuk. Elo Lamar says Mistavra. So Mela, we're back to the original Kasha now. So Mela, we're back. Like, the question is now, how do we know again Kesef Kedushin goes to the father? Maybe the Kesef Kedushin goes to the daughter when she's a Nara that she could marry herself off. Maybe this Kesef Kedushin goes to herself. True, the Maisa Yodeho, when the girl works, when she's a Ketana, there's a Svara there, the father could sell her. Since the father could sell her, it's a Svara the father gets a Maisa Yodeho. But here we're talking about when she's a Nara. The girl, when she's a Nara, the father can't sell her anymore. But since the father can't sell his daughter, how do we know that the Kesef Kedushin goes to the father? The Mishnah's mashma that even by a Nara, if the daughter gets married, the money goes to the father. The question is, how do we know this? So Gemara says, Ela mistavra teitha svara. Techimamayat rachmona yitziya de kavosakamamayat. From the first pasuk that says, V'yotzachina mein kosef. It says when an omar of Riyah goes out free, she doesn't have to pay a master. So from there was a diyuk that ain't kesef liyodan zeh, but v'yesh kesef liyodan achar. There's another type when she goes out that she does have to pay her master. So it means it's mistavra, the money goes to the father. Yitziya de kavosakamamayat. Rashi says that Ma Kesev Yitzi Yodon. He heva yosem Kesev the Yodon, she yotzim emenu. Like there, the svara would have been if for some reason a maid, when she goes out free in Amaria, would have to pay money. The money would have to go on to the master. Like maybe there was a svara she has to pay her way out. The Torah says ain't kosev, she doesn't have to pay herself out. But the havamina would be she has to pay money to the master. So the diuk that is another place that you do have to pay money, which means to say the money there should go to the master, goes to the father. So that's the ziyak, that by an arrow, the money goes to the father. There's still, there's a big difference. When an Om of Riyah goes out free when she's 12 years old, when she has Cyrus, that she goes out free, she goes out completely from her master. She has nothing to do with him anymore. But you see the Yav over here, when you marry off your daughter, so she's leaving your house, Akati Mechaskar Mesir L'chupa, she didn't go out of the father's Rishus completely. True, she's married, she has Erisin, but before she has Nesuyin, she's still a little bit in the father's Rishus. So maybe it's a swear to say the father doesn't get the money, maybe. It's not, do you want to learn out this Yitzhiya from that Yitzhiya? Maybe there's differences. Like Yitzhiya, Amav Riyaz is completely. Mashenka Yitzhiya, when the Marasa leaves her father, it's not called completely she's leaving her father. So maybe he can't learn out one from the other. So again, the kashra is maybe the Kesef Kedushin that she receives when she marries herself off, she goes to herself. And this the Gemara says, no, may have forest nedarim, miyonavkula mishusa. Yes, it's enough to say when a daughter gets married, she does leave her father's rishus, at least a little bit. Nageyatuchus nedarim. It's not, because we learned like this. Nara hamarasa. Once your daughter became a marasa, once she became married, even though she didn't have nesuyin yet, she only had erisin, the locha now, the father can't be made for the nedarim by himself anymore. But rather we need a via bylaw, mefirim law, nedareha. You need both. You need the father and the husband to be made for the nedarim. So you see, it's called she left the father's resource at least a little bit. Before she was married, even though she's a Nara, the Torah says the father could be made for the Nedarim by himself. She's complete in his Rishus. Now that she got married, she went out of the father's Rishus. So it's also called the Yitzhiya, the daughter leaves her father's Rishus. So that's the Maskana Sagamara. From the Pasuk of Yosachinu Men Kosov, it's a diet that another place, there is Kesef to the Yodin. That when your daughter gets married, when she's a Nara, even though she marries off herself, the money she gets for the Kesef Kedushin goes to the father. Then the Mishnah says, what shtar rabia, that the father has the right to marry off his daughter, either to receive the shtar kedushin, or else he has the right to give over his daughter to a man, the rabia, the shem kedushin, even though the daughter doesn't want. If the father has das, he makes it into kedushin. For the Gemara Minolan, how do we know this? The father can marry off his daughter even with shtar or bia. Or makro, the pasuk says v'hoisel yishachar, that she gets married, v'hoisel, she gets married to another man. It's a pshat is ishkish havayis ladodi. We learn out all three kinyanim, one from the other. Kedushin, the first Mishnah Kedushin says isha niknes b'shloisha derachim. An isha could get married with three ways: either kesef, shtar, or bia. So just like by kesef, we see here that the Torah says the father gets the money; it's in his rishus. Who are in the other two kinyanim? The kinyanim of shtar and of bia is also in the rishus of the father. Rashi iska shavayis ladodi ma kesef rishus avia af kedushay shtar avia biyad avia o kedushay shtar avia the mekadesh es bu yafin the kedushin. How do bechal you know there's a kinyan kedushin with the bia and with shtar? That's the gemara kedushin learns out. But here we're learning out that it's totally in the father's rishus to do what he wants. Then it says akoyi b'mitziyasa, a father is zoichin his daughter's mitzias. If your daughter, when she's a ketana or an ara, finds something, she has to give it to her father. What's the reason?